place again. And you all at night kind of scare me, so I vote if you ask us in the morning time, okay? And I promise you, we are here for one reason. We've sung together probably 3 times since last year. But we love the Lord and we want to exalt his name. And Amen. We would like for you to worship with us, but we ain't here to put on no show. I can tell you exactly where I found the Lord. And when he found me, or I found him, I guess he found me. I didn't even know I was lost until I started thinking about it. I was on the piano bench, and everybody was going over on this side of the church because they're saying, if you're a child and you need the Lord, it was an old song person teaching me the do-re-mis. He said, if you're lost, go on this side of church. There's just 38 kids in the whole place. Every one of them little kids went down through there, and all of a sudden, I was just wiggling my legs, and I said, and I felt something. I said, I believe I need to go over there. And that lady said, well, go on, go on. And I went over there. I remember kneeling down in that old church. I can go right back to the place. And I said the stupidest thing on earth to the Lord, but he's so gracious. I said, Lord, I really would like to be saved in my home church because I wasn't there. That's how a 9-year-old kid thinks. But I said, Lord, I believe that you died for me. You shed your blood for me. And when I said that, hallelujah, I've been saved ever since. And I can't get over it, just like these preachers preaching. Yeah, we need to get low down. We need to do everything that's been preached here. But if you've gotten over being saved, you're a pitiful person. Because I just can't get over it. It's wonderful. I love knowing that the Lord saved my soul. A sinner now saved, blood washed by the Lamb. My brother's a king. Son of I am. Sometimes